Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network, RFD Today, Good Friday edition. We wind down the week, and we need to bring in, folks, a college basketball expert on the program. The Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leaders, they put on a March Madness Bracket Challenge, and the winner is Mercer County Farm Bureau Manager Jenna Preston. I know brackets went haywire here during the 2023 tournament. How did you win this thing?
Yeah, this March, it really was March Madness with all the upsets that happened, but I never counted UConn out. Very happy that I could make several brackets, or my first bracket, I would be at the bottom of the list. So
what was your reaction when you found out? I saw the Young Leaders had the Facebook post, and I saw the Mercer County Farm Bureau name, and I said, wait a minute, Preston won this thing? So what was your reaction? I'm assuming as you kind of progressed along the tournament trail, you said, hey, with all these upsets, maybe I do have a chance.
Yeah, because you do have that one a few different brackets where there is upsets, but I guess the way that the tournament went, coming down to having a fifth seed against a fourth seed for the national championship was crazy. So, like I said before, both men's and women's UConn teams have been incredible for many, many years. So I just thought, hey, why not put them as a possible chance of making it? I sure didn't have San Diego State as going up for the national championship, but that didn't matter, I guess.
You didn't have Purdue losing in round one, did you?
I didn't. No, I had full faith in Zach Eddy, and obviously, with how rough the Big Ten tournament championship was, I shouldn't have had that much faith in that team. But I had some good friends that went to Purdue, and I thought they have maybe a chance, but our Big Ten teams didn't really hold up as well. Happy for Michigan State because they went the furthest, but
Here's a little known fact. Were you in the same class as Ethan Happett at Rock Ridge? That's where Jenna went to high school at, the great Wisconsin player. Or was he a year older or a year younger than you?
Yep. I was in the same class as Ethan. So me and him actually had algebra together, and we both hated it. So,
And it's always great when somebody says Big Ten, you can always say, hey, one of my classmates scored 2,000 points and had 1,200 rebounds, and there was only like five college basketball players that ever did that. It was a kid I sat next to in algebra class.
Yeah. And he, like, he's a legend in our community, the Rock Ridge community. But, and that is cool to say that, we joked around about basketball in our early days of high school. So,
all right. So the one thing is, you say, well, Jenna Preston, the Mercer County Farm Bureau manager, is walking away with a wad of money by winning this March Madness Bracket Challenge. But it doesn't work that way. When you win, you get the proceeds, but it has to go to a cause that's near and dear to your heart. Do you want to explain a little bit about where the proceeds from this are going?
Yeah. So this bracket challenge is very unique. Usually you win. Obviously I still have the bragging rights, but you pick your favorite or one food bank that is near and dear to your heart, as you said. And so I chose the Mercer County Food Pantry to give the winnings to, just because, just with some talk with the Riverbend CEO and stuff like that, she has indicated that right now it's a hard time for people, people that usually go to the usually don't go to the food banks and the food pantries. Just with inflation and some other factors, they relying on those smaller food banks or food pantries within small communities. And we're lucky enough in Mercer County to have a food bank or a food pantry to serve the community and the county. And we at the Farm Bureau, we do have a partnership with them. And obviously Riverbend Food Bank. I believe that they're getting $460 donated to them, which thank you to everybody that participated, because that will be a great monetary donation to our local food pantry in Mercer County. And we are lucky enough to have folks that run that, and it's always great to give back to your community.
All right. And the young leaders do a great job. And so again, you're benefiting a great cause with the Mercer County Food Pantry in the western part of the state. And also you get bragging rights. So that's how we're going to end RFD Today, Good Friday edition. Our college basketball expert, at least for the next year, is Mercer County Farm Bureau Manager Jenna Preston. Nicely done, Jenna. Happy Easter weekend to you and your family.
Same to you, Jim.
And you're listening to the RFD Radio Network.